Ho, 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 you motherfuckers, and welcome to a very, very special episode of A Very Merry Upon Further Review. Yay. My name is Jonesy, and with me this week, as always...
Noah Ginzy.
What up, man? Welcome.
What is up?
What's going on, man? It's a very special Sunday for it us. Is. We do not tend to record on Sundays.
We do not.
But... because it's right around the corner for the holiday, the fatty old man's going to climb down your chimney or creep into your window
Michael Moore?
Oh, yeah.
Damn, I didn't know he was coming over.
Michael Moore dressed as Santa Claus. He's just like, hey, I brought you my DVD.
I came here to tell you that consumerism is bad. Have you heard about the GM plants in Michigan and how they're gone?
Yeah, exactly. And he has like the little finger poking at you. And you're like, Jesus Christ, Michael Moore, here, take the cookies. Jesus. So because it's the holiday, one of my all-time favorite movies for the holidays that I have to watch every year is Jingle All the Way. If you guys don't know what Jingle All the Way is, it's by far the best Christmas movie
according to the entire world,
in my opinion.
Oh, jeez.
I think everybody has this consensus. Everybody knows that this is the best Christmas movie.
Sure.
So fuck, you know, Miracle helps you on 34th sleep at night. Street. Screw
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, any of those. This is the number one where Arnold Schwarzenegger plays a dad on the move during Christmas Eve in order to find his son, the hottest Christmas toy out there, Turbo Man.
It's really about the moral of Christmas.
It really is, you know? And so...
which I have only seen this once.
So I was going to say, like... how many times have you seen this movie? Because I've already seen it twice this year.
I saw
year.
This in the theater.
Did you really?
I did.
I am proud of you.
Yeah.
I am proud of you.
I'm ashamed of me.
Don't be ashamed.
I don't.
There's nothing to be ashamed about.
I don't have great memories of this. That's why currently I am drunk for this. I am very drunk.
He really is, guys.
Like, this is great.
There's a giant ball of Sky vodka like you got from Costco.
In a I case did get of, it from like, Costco.
Sparkling water. Because I have this. Get interesting.
I have this Dasani sparkling. I'm like, oh, berry. That's going to be delicious, but it tastes disgusting. It's the worst.
Product placement.
Product placement.
Thank you, Dasani.
Dasani wants me to tell you that it's terrible.
That it's horrible.
But it tastes like if berries were mixed with metal. So, ooh. But with vodka, which is delicious, and it is Sky Vodka because that stuff's the shit.
Yeah.
I love it. Please sponsor us because I love it. And that'll give me more reasons to drink it where it would make it less sad. But anyway, so.
No, it's part of my work, honey. Like, sorry.
So I decided to drink before this because here's the deal. So. I do not have fond memories of this movie.
What do you mean by that? Like, did your uncle touch you in a weird place type of non-fond memories?
I just thought it was terrible.
Oh,
I love Arnold. Big Kindergarten Cop fan when I was a kid. So I'm like, I'm sure this is going to be right up there. And I'm like, wow, this is terrible. Oh, I love Phil Hartman. By the way, Hartman's one of my favorite people ever.
Sorry, you got your face blasted off, buddy. But you were one of the best.
He is one of the most wonderful human beings ever.
Yeah.
But I did not have great feelings about this. And recently on Netflix, I started rewatching A Different World, which was the spinoff to The Cosby Show where Denise goes to college.
Ooh.
And I was really sad to admit after watching the first season that it's not good. I remember loving it because I used to love The Cosby Show, which also makes me sad because he's a disgusting human being. But then I watched A Different World. I'm like, wow, this is terrible. It's not... funny.
Is Phil Hartman in that show?
No, but Sinbad is.
Sinbad, gotcha.
So in the second...
that's right.
So Denise leaves, like Lisa Bonet probably is like, wow, these scripts are terrible. She quit after the first year and that caused a rift between her and Bill Cosby, which, whew, she dodged a bullet there. But Sinbad...
and it all started for them in that one audition. Yeah.
But Sinbad kind of became a series regular on the second season. So to me, it's really sad. I have nothing against Sinbad, but it's kind of sad that like the show I remember fondly rewatching it isn't great. So now I'm going to watch a movie that I remember isn't great. that has Sinbad in it.
You know what? This is my Christmas wish for you, Noah. Okay. I want you to watch this movie. And my Christmas wish from you, dear Santa, please allow Noah to see the beautiful Merry Christmas magic that comes out of Jingle All the Way.
So, which brings us to letting you, the listener, know what to do with this, because it's different than our other shows.
Right. So this particular show, what we're going to do is we're actually going to watch the fucking movie.
Yes.
We're going to watch the whole movie.
And we're going to discuss as we watch it.
We're going to go through it as we watch it. So if you guys want to follow along at home, don't do it while you're driving for obvious reasons.
Right. Unless you have this movie memorized by heart like Gary does.
Yeah, exactly. Sit down, grab your favorite drink.
Is it on anything streaming?
I believe it is on Netflix if you want to stream it. I have it on DVD.
Of course you do.
You know, so
you have on LaserDisc and Blu-ray.
I have digital copy. I have DVD copy. I have Blu-ray copy.
VHS.
I have a VHS version of it. Thank you, Mom. You know, so
Betamax.
I don't have a Betamax. I got an MP. I got an MP4. I got all that stuff, man. If you guys want to follow along,
we'll give cues to when it starts and everything like that, but we'll follow along, listen to us.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know if I don't got anything else going on.
I don't have anything
else
to say.
You have any plans for the Christmas holiday?
I'm an orphan in California. All my family is in Michigan, and I'm staying out here.
All right, cool. Quick question for you before we start this movie.
Okay.
In the theme of Jingle All the Way.
Okay.
All right. Was there a toy that you wanted so badly that was just like the hottest fucking thing and your parents went out to go get it for you?
My grandparents did.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
What was this toy?
It was fucking amazing. It was I was huge into Micro Machines back in the day. You know,
what were those again?
Those are like the teeny tiny cars and things that would have like different tracks or whatever. And it had in the commercial, they had the guy that sounded like an auctioneer that would talk really fast.
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, totally remember those.
But there was a play set where it looked like a minivan. But when you opened it up, it was a whole Micro Machine city.
What?
So I still have it at my parents' house. There's like a bridge.
Dope.
There was a hospital. There was an airport. There was like a car wash place. It was
you're so Midwest, dude.
It
like
was
your parents
amazing.
Still keep your stuff like that.
They
my
keep
parents
it. They still have
it.
My Legos. I'm like, I am gonna take those someday. They still have all my Legos, but it was amazing. And I also had Micro Machine Batman, like the Batmobile
That's
and the Joker van. So of course I would have Batman in
the
city.
Able to get it.
They were able to get it. So I got for Christmas, like, oh my God. It was amazing.
That's pretty dope.
What about you?
Let's see. Was there anything that I ever wanted that bad?
And I also got the Batman Returns playset, which super ages me, by the way. Because I was, what, 92? That very much ages
whatever,
me. But,
dude.
Man, I got so much mileage out of that thing.
Did
it was amazing. Because it was the front of it was the Wayne Manor. And on the inside was like his mansion. No, yeah. So it was Wayne Manor, but then you'd flip it, and there would be like the Bat Cave.
Mm.
But then on the very back of it was the sewer area for like the Penguin.
Gotcha,
it
gotcha.
Was so
That's pretty
dope. Tight. It was dope. I loved it. And you would turn it. So like in the Wayne Manor, there was like a thing where you could put like Bruce Wayne in, and when you flip it, it would flip the character, and he would be in the Bat Cave.
Oh, shit.
It's like the secret compartment for him
to
go to the Batcave.
I mean, that's a pretty dope-ass
that's
toy, man.
That's pretty amazing.
That's pretty fucking amazing.
Back when action figures were cool.
That's tight.
Because I see them now, and I'm like, they're not the same
they're
as the 90s.
Same, yeah.
They're tinier, for one.
I never really wanted toys, to be honest with you.
What did you want?
I really, really, really wanted an N64. One Christmas.
My parents wouldn't let me have video game systems.
My parents loved that I play video games, because my parents were like, well, he's in the house. You know, he's not getting into too much trouble.
Well, I was outside all the time with my dog, so I think they didn't want to take the time away from my dog.
Yeah, well, that, you know, that's true. My parents were fine with me being lazy. Like, that's the hardest part. But yeah, it was an N64 because I really wanted to play Mario Kart.
Uh-huh.
Like gangster Mario Kart skills. I have those on lockdown. If anybody wants to challenge me, bring it up. I'm in Huntington Beach. But I always was playing Mario Kart and Tony Hawk Pro Skater. Those were the ones. And I got it. And here's the thing. My parents were so interesting growing up because it was me and my brother, and they knew that we would hog that video game so much and that my sisters would want to play. My sisters didn't give a fuck about video games, but my parents bought two of them. They bought one for me and my brother, and they bought one.
A system?
Yeah, a system. Yeah.
Damn.
I know. That's what I said, too. They must have known. They must have known that we were going to hog it all. You're going to hog it. So, but yeah.
Makes sense. I would have to go to my best friend Greg's house. Shout out to Greg.
Yeah.
To play his, because he would have all the latest system.
Yeah.
He had Nintendo, then Super Nintendo, then Nintendo 64, then Xbox.
That's
so, of course, I would go there, and we'd, basically never go to sleep when I'd have a sleepover there and just play.
That's fun.
I have the best memories of Mario Kart and N64. Yeah. I played it on later versions, but it's just not as good. Mario Kart 64 was the best.
Yeah, by far.
That and GoldenEye are, still...
Tony Hawk Pro Skater for me too is a really great N64 game on that.
But when I lived by myself, in college, I got an Xbox and had the Tony Hawk and all that shit.
Yeah, that's tight, man. Well, fucking A, dude.
Let's do this.
All right, we're gonna do this, guys. We are gonna go ahead and start this movie.
Let's do this.
3, 2, and now for our feature presentation.
I like how it's. Here we go.
It's all starting out.
Oh, explosions.
Who designed that fucking dog?
Dude, the dog is
the saber-toothed pink dog to me is just
he's like the Hunchback.
I know. And I like that they basically said, look, let's make this like Power Rangers, but they're going to be midget Power Rangers that this big hulking guy kicks the shit out of. For all those muscles, you think they'd give him something that was a little bit more.
It looks like he's beating up Power Rangers.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Ta-ta. Whoops. So the guy that's playing Turbo Man right now in the cartoon is
in the show. Arnold Schwarzenegger's
actual
stunt double.
Stunt double. Yeah.
How did I know that you were going to say that?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Use your turbo ring.
He doesn't look like Arnold, though. Well, I guess.
Body-wise. He's a stunt man, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, but isn't it stunt double you're supposed to, have the same body type?
Yeah, I mean, he looks pretty...
By the way, I know one of Arnold's stunt doubles. He was also the Austrian dude or the whatever in that area dude who was in that Son of the Beach or whatever, that Baywatch spoof that Howard Stern did.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, he has a supplement shop in Studio City called Sexy Nutrition.
Nice guy. Nice. Does he look like Arnold?
Yeah.
Does he talk like him?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He's a very bulky dude, but he's super nice. Lots of muscles.
Yeah. It's funny because the kid that plays the main kid in this movie.
Yeah.
Is,
what's he from?
He's Anakin Skywalker, motherfucker.
Oh, wow. Okay. Ugh.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about episode one? That's terrible. He is seriously. He was horrible in that movie.
Yeah. Well,
but
it's worse
George
now.
Lucas's fault.
Starring Sinbad.
No. Oh, gross. Phil Hartman. Oh, fuck. I love that dude.
So sad thing about Phil Hartman, if you guys don't know, was an awesome SNL guy, but he ended up getting his face blown off by his wife.
His wife. Shot him and crazy, then shot right? herself with the kids in the house.
Damn.
Because she
but she
was...
didn't kill the kids though, right?
Nope. But that's, I mean, it's James, terrible. They woke up. James Belushi is in this?
Yeah, dude.
God damn.
Oh, yeah, it's
going to
be busy, but I like that. I
make
it. I mean,
you know what I love about, the reason why I love this so much is that he's just an everyman. He sells mattresses. There's a montage of him going to be selling mattresses to whoever. You know what I mean? He's working late. This is the best part, is that everybody should be partying, but he's like, no, I'm such a good guy that I'm going to sit here and sell mattresses till the end hour.
No, I don't agree. I don't agree that's why they did it.
I do.
I don't.
I do.
I don't, because I'll tell you why.
Okay, tell me why.
And it's not because I'm drunk. Not just because I'm drunk. I am touching you because I'm drunk.
Gotcha. You're clawing at me.
Because these movies, you need to show at the start that the dad, or in these, they feel like they need to show that the dad cares more about business than he does his family. So by the end, the moral of the story is family is more important.
No, and I find totally that, get that
incredibly insulting, because that's a trope that I'm tired of fucking seeing.
Well, what other thing do you want during Christmas? What other trope is there?
I would like for him to be a dad who cares about his family. Because
and then
I feel
what?
Like that's,
and then he can't provide Christmas for him?
I would like him to be able to have a happy balance. I'm tired of the father always getting shit on in these movies that he's an idiot
that
cares more about his family.
Because the dumbest ones at the end of the year. You know?
I mean, that's how commercials want it to be. If you see the commercials, it's like the woman, the mom knows everything, and the dad's this fucking horrible piece of shit that doesn't know anything about his kids. Watch those commercials.
I
guess I get tired of it. I can't fault the movie. I just get tired of that being a
that
trope.
And I'm okay with that being the trope in this particular movie, mainly because by the very end of this, he becomes a superhero. So
He's an everyman that has more muscles than most men.
Well, I mean, he falls into being basically Turbo Man.
And he's married to Mrs.
Jingle
Tom Hanks.
All the way. I want to see the next Jingle All the Way.
The
after
first
this.
Time you saw it, did you know he was going to be a superhero at the end?
I did not.
I didn't see that coming.
I didn't see that coming. The twist at the end of this movie is amazing, and we're already talking about it. Sorry, guys. But you'll see.
I'm assuming people have seen this before.
I hope so. But yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I like how he's super happy as if no one else thought that, which there's a reason why.
He's like, ha ha.
But I've seen people who do this.
This cop's just sitting behind all these cars. Bullshit. That cop would never do that.
Oh, my God. Especially in Southern California. Dude, I see all the time cops turn on their lights just to run red lights and then turn them off when they're on the other side.
Yeah, just because they can. You know? So
that's an LA thing, which you'd think that they would stop doing.
No.
You know? But nope.
No, you're not cool, bro.
Oh, my God. Dude. That's
the movie is very charming,
yeah,
in my opinion. Because the last thing that I want on my conscience
right now is for a private citizen to somehow... He has Joe Pesci-like face.
Yeah, he looks like a Rockefeller drawing of a cop.
Yeah.
Really?
Why would he have him step out of the vehicle?
I'm telling you, because he looks so gangster. It's because he has that. He has that.
Why did they? Why? I just don't feel like he would be pulled out. I don't understand. He wasn't drunk.
Are we finished now? He took forever right there because he was like, fuck, what's the alphabet?
I don't know the alphabet.
You bastards.
So dude, I heard see that this because his dad. Oh my God, this answers so much questions. This is an expanded universe because his dad didn't show up for his karate demonstration. That's why he destroyed people in Attack of the Clones. It was because he had
like,
an absentee
dad,
father.
You didn't come to my
damn
karate.
It. Arnold is the reason why Darth Vader became a thing.
A thing, but he comes through at the very end.
Doesn't matter. He wasn't at the karate.
Yeah,
that is time that he will never be able to get back.
This is the funny part for me. Like, why is he like he drives into an empty parking lot, didn't look around, and was just like, I missed this.
Like, wow, how lucky am I that there's all of these spots I can park in for this event that I'm sure is going on still.
Oh, sweet. You know what I mean? Like, you idiot.
So who directs? Okay. I just said who directs this is Brian Levant.
Yeah, but it's produced by Christopher Columbus.
Hence the 1492.
Right. So
production banner.
Which is...
I'm going to have some more to drink. I'm really bummed out that we're watching this. I'm
why
not going to lie.
Bummed out?
I don't know. I don't have good memories of this.
Well, this is going to be a new good memory.
I really hope so.
Because this is way too much fun, in my opinion.
Yeah, I
know.
Especially
when this movie gets dialed in. So Phil Hartman's character, Ted, I think is his name in this, right?
He's like the dad we always wanted.
Well, dude, if my dad was like this, I'd beat my own dad's ass.
I don't think you would.
Totally.
I don't think
if my dad was this motherfucker, I'm gonna call I'd beat BS his own ass.
I don't think you would.
Come on. You think he'd beat my ass?
He's wonderful. No, I think that you guys would hug all the time.
No, dude, and that'd be the weirdest fucking thing, to have a dad like that, to be that much
He's
of
so
like,
invested in family.
But in a gross, weird, clingy way, which is, by the way, a really great wholesome antagonist throughout this movie, in my opinion. But
reason he's antagonist is because you love, like, we as an audience root for Arnold, even though he's a bad dad.
I'm just telling you right now.
If Phil Hartman was
my dad in this movie, I would seppuku myself.
It's such a weird dynamic because we're rooting for the absentee dad. Uh-huh. So you need as the antagonist, which I understand, but you need as the antagonist like the perfect dad.
Sure. But so, and he's not even a perfect it's, that perfect. That's
I
the
know,
sad part.
But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know, man. I would strangle my dad if he was like that.
He tries.
Too much.
But he tries.
Stop, Dad. Stop. That's why Mom left. All right? Like, just knock it off. You're way too clingy. She needs a man, okay?
I try to be a man. I tried to be the man that she always wanted.
I answered rubber feet. I give her back massages. I made dinner. Yeah, that's basically...
I haven't let another man into our bed. What? What?
What?
Nothing. Are you excited for Santa?
Dad. Oh, man. Arnold Schwarzenegger, you're trying so hard right here.
But he should have tried harder earlier.
It's pretty cool.
It's cool. Dude, his room is Marvel, and I love it.
It's all comic booked out, man.
I love it.
Here's this fucking kid right here.
He looks like a Ninja Turtle.
It's so bummy that, like... This kid's trying to ignore his dad. His dad worked his ass off to get that giant ass artwork painting
Doesn't
on the
matter.
Back of his fucking wall. Doesn't give two shits that daddy was working hard.
But these movies have to appeal to like that Midwest feeling where it's like work for the family. Yeah. You can't have both. And that's been a problem. Like, obviously, like I'm divorced. Yeah. And that was kind of like a thing where it's like I was trying to pursue something and that tends to like, oh, you care about that more than you do family. It's like, why can't both be a priority? And a lot of movies, because the Midwest market sells more tickets than like New York or LA.
Right.
They have to kind of. Yeah, exactly. So they make movies that are about that, are about like you realize that family is more important than everything else.
Gotcha. This kid can draw, by the way.
Yeah, he's
all right. This kid has some pretty good skills, man. I mean, he just got his purple belt. He can draw legitimately.
He's just the full package. You know what I mean? When he's older, he's going to be a lady killer.
When he's older. But sadly, the real kid, when he's older now, he's actually in and out of jail.
Is he?
He is.
The actor kid?
The actor kid.
Really?
He's in and out of jail. He looks like a meth patient.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
Meth patient, meth addict.
I mean, man, he's probably a patient too.
Well, you know, he's true Anakin.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, look it up, bro.
I'm going to look it up.
My brother told me about that.
That's more surprising
than
the
boomerang sword?
Than the kid from Sopranos. Like,
was
the
he
son,
all fucked up too?
In and out of jail. He got in some problems.
Well, he's...
Makes more sense than this.
Yeah.
Because this kid, man, literally, by being in episode one, the world was his oyster. He could fucking do anything.
But maybe that was the issue, though, man.
Maybe.
Too much money, maybe. Too early
maybe
on. Maybe it wasn't like, even... Maybe it was his parents.
Maybe
Who
it was a, like a child star where if you don't have good parents, you're screwed.
You kind of fucked over a little bit. You know what I mean?
The system will eat you up and chew you out, man, if you don't have a solid parents.
Basically, what that kid is right now in our society is like during the industrial age... Those 10-year-olds working in the mills and shit like that, that's Hollywood still. But you don't see it's that bad because, you know, it's just acting. It's not that crazy. They're paying them really well. Yeah. They're not paying them 10 cents for
everyone.
Where
are your parents is the
defense. There it is. That Hitchcock zoom to the Turbo Man doll.
Why didn't she pick it up? What does she do for work in this movie?
That's what I was thinking the whole fucking time.
No, does she not do anything? Is she a stay-at-home mom?
I'm not a misogynist by any fucking mean. No, I didn't.
Is she a stay-at-home mom or does she have a job?
I think she's a stay-at-home mom is what it seems like.
So why
didn't
she pick up the toy?
That's my... Bitch, what are you doing? What is she,
he's in school. Doing? What's he doing?
What are you doing? In all honesty. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't even know what this bitch does.
I mean, I love Mrs. Tom Hanks, like the other guy or the next guy, but they produced My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
She did?
Yeah. Her and Tom, they found what's her name and produced it.
Nice. Oh, impossible. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, man.
Do you remember, like, theme cereal? It was usually disgusting.
Dude, you know what? I just had cereal this week for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. Life. I love it. Ooh, like the kid doesn't know how to spell.
Well, to be fair, the kid's not going to think it's a doll because it's a fucking action figure, Dad.
Yeah, he's like, what's a doll?
Yeah. Congratulations with the doll, you fairy.
Yeah, that's true. He was doing the toy. He was doing the mazes on the back and shit.
Oh, I remember that when like that would be the extra thing that you would get to do on the back of a cereal box.
Uh-huh. I did all that shit.
Me too. And the toy at the bottom.
Here's the best part. Like, the kid's going to be disappointed that his dad doesn't actually go to the thing that they go to every year that he's never gone to. You know?
That's awkward creepy. Long, that's so
I
creepy.
Promise.
That's creepy. It looked like he's going in for a kiss. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
He doesn't have a good downward angle like that, does he?
No.
Nah. A reindeer? Oh, man. I would hate this fucking guy. He reminds me of Ned Flanders.
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me that they call him Ned. I mean, Ted, right? Yeah. So, Ned, Ted.
I taking it from that.
Oh, plant, guys. Oh, Jesus.
Which a reindeer would never do.
That one did.
But that one wouldn't do it.
Aftershave.
You know what's sad about the Phil Hartman thing?
What's that?
He and his wife were really working hard to make things work. They were actually planning they bought a boat, like a big family boat. They were planning on doing this huge like sailing endeavor with their kids like that summer when he was done with the season and news radio. But she was like manic depressive type where she mixed her depression medicine with alcohol and that's
it just went crazy
and she blacked out and that's when all this stuff
happened. That's what happened.
Yeah, but they were like things were better. I mean, they had had problems for a while, but things were better and they're planning this big family trip.
That's brutal.
Awful. He is so awesome. Have you seen So He Married an Axe Murderer?
Oh yeah.
Oh, he's so good in that.
Yeah. There's a bit of me that really wants him to get this doll. You know, but I'm really glad that he doesn't and he goes through all the bullshit that he goes through throughout this
movie. I love how unrealistic this is.
This is just real, bro. This is how people die during this time.
Black Friday, sure.
People die.
By a toy store?
Dude. Have you ever... This shit happens like crazy for a toy. My parents did this for my sister.
Oh, there's Sinbad.
What's the matter with Sinbad? I love
Sinbad. I'm just so burned out on Sinbad right now because I'm bummed about A Different World.
I love this guy, though. His character is hilarious right here. He just goes off.
Wow, this guy, he just said Santa's not real.
Basically. This is truth, though. Man, where have you been? Don't you watch TV? We are being set up by rich and powerful toy cartels. Oh, it's so good. Just like me and you. They spend billions of dollars on TV advertisement, and then they sit there and use subliminal messages to suck your children's minds out. And I know what I'm talking about because I went to Jenny College for a semester, and I studied psychology, so I'm right in there. I know what's going on. I went to junior college for one semester, and I studied psychology. It was so good. So so much story being told in this little anger moment. And I love this part of that fucking movie. Because you learn everything about his character. All the backstory, all that stuff. And he kills it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he kills it. And that's our first introduction to Sinbad in this movie, man.
Mm.
Poor guy. He paid alimony check.
Yeah.
The fun part, I think the interesting part is that family is important to Sinbad. Right? Like, he just wants his son to love him. Is it? Because on the other end, his kid's mom is saying, your dad's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like, he's just the other end of what this guy is, which I think is really cool.
Chris Parnell.
Saturday Night Live. I forgot that guy was in this movie.
Pre-SNL. Holy shit. That's cool.
They're all just laughing at his ass.
Well, I guess when you get paid minimum wage, you have to laugh at something.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, now everyone's just dicks at this point.
But that's the best part, though. Didn't they just keep hitting it over the head, man? They're just fucking with it. The way that that moment grew is hilarious to me.
Where's your Christmas spirit?
Dude, Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, he just has the most, like, chiseled features. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's like your face is even toned.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
This is war.
This is war.
Something he can't see.
He turned a corner, got his ass.
Yeah, but he couldn't see where the...
that chunky Asian kid? He's from fucking Little Giants.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's the football kicker.
Where did they say for him to go?
The lady just took the last one.
Mm.
There she is right there. Oh, no. Do you know who she is? It's the voice of Lisa Simpson from The Simpsons.
Really?
Listen to it. Oh, yeah.
Just happens to have it.
She's such an asshole mom too. Like, she bought a toy probably for her kid, and then she was like, you know what, I make more money selling this thing back now, so mommy's gonna make an extra buck.
But
so it,
she can just buy the same thing. That's the one that like is all over the place.
Yeah Booster.
Why wouldn't you just keep it along with the Turbo Man? Be like, look, I brought you
nobody
his
side, wants Booster Man.
His hunchback sidekick who has
nobody
a
wants
major
Booster.
Back problem.
Why did she get scared by that guy? If a guy was running after me, like looking like that, he looked like he was having a heart attack a little
I
bit.
I might just assume my like purse or something's on the roof of the car.
Uh huh.
Like, oh, he's trying to get my attention for something to help me out.
Yeah. Like, why won't you stop, lady? You dick. The quintessential fucking driving montage.
I feel like the bad guy probably saw really well too. You have to have the main like Turbo Man fighting somebody.
What was his name?
I don't know. Brain guy.
No, he was Dementor, I think. Sure. Something like that. Now playing Turbo Man, the motion picture. I bet you like our parents would feel for this movie. I wonder if like, and even if any of our listeners, like if you guys have done this for an actual kid before, you know what I mean?
You just have to remember family is more important than selling mattresses, I guess.
Yeah, but then when all your friends, all your kids' friends has the toy or whatever and you didn't get that fucking thing, where's your toy? And then all they're going to say is, family's more important, guys. That's going to get your fucking kid his ass kicked. I'm going to tell you that right now. Family's more important, guys. Boom, kick to the crotch. That's what's going to happen in the schoolyard.
I feel like he probably could have, this movie could be done if he wrapped up a paper that said IOU and then just said, like, in a couple months, I'll buy you a Turbo Man.
Yeah.
Well, it's not freaking impossible to get one.
That guy said, I want to be Turbo Man. I'm Turbo Man.
Oh, she can't buy it. You know, Rita Wilson's too busy making cookies to buy a Turbo Man.
No, because she is secretly really kind of liking the fact that Phil Hartman's character, Ted, is always coming around her ass. That's what it is. And they've been flirting left and right.
Is he married in this movie?
No, he's not. At the very end, she doesn't want to get with his ass. But I feel like she's enough of a woman to know that he's fucking around enough. And she's just dragging him through it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she knows what he's doing. Because guys are dumb.
Yeah.
That's a big issue I have. Like,
yeah, dude. Like, if you watch this movie from her perspective, like, knowing, she's just playing that.
She likes the attention.
Exactly. Yeah. She would never cross the line because her husband's like a million times better.
Right.
But if it gets him, but to she put the likes house the attention. Up, yeah, you know what I mean.
So I think Arnold should divorce her.
Oh. How's it going out there? Everything okay?
Yeah, fine. Ted, I need to speak to Liz.
It's a fucked up mind game.
What does Ted do for work?
Nobody knows. Maybe he collects alimony. No, not alimony. Maybe he collects
alimony.
No, maybe child, like, support. Insurance.
Oh.
Insurance. His wife died in a car accident, you know?
As he's wearing a wedding ring.
Yeah. There's a bit of me that seems like his character potentially could have killed his own wife and gotten away with
probably.
It. You get what I'm saying?
Police are like, he's just too nice.
She's just horrible. She's probably like the worst wife ever, you know? And he's just like the
best
husband.
He's like the
husband.
Norman Bates where he's just super nice.
Uh-huh. Totally.
Shout out to our previous UFR episode. There's a very high incidence of stress-related breakdown.
Oops. There's the next batch. Gotta go, Howard. I'll give Liz your message, though. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's pretty fucking funny. Put the cookie down.
It got carbs in it.
That's the other favorite line. Put the cookie down.
I feel like Arnold feels my sentiment about Sinbad right now.
I think he feels it through the whole movie. You mean to tell me that his performance in here sucks that bad?
I don't think it sucks. It's just I'm so not in a Sinbad mood that
snap
the fact that
it.
He's being
you're missing
super
out on great Sinbadian
Sinbadiness.
Good, yeah, Sinbadiness going on right now.
What do you mean you're supposed to be a team?
Oh, such a defeated kid. Mr. Wee, little fancy cash, Mikko. Your little nice little suede shoes. I was good enough to talk to you, like, but I'm not good enough to be in your team. So that's racism.
Came for
that's
what?
That's racism.
Oh, throwing that card.
And then this is where the rivalry starts. Chip, chip. Chip, chip. Boom.
Oh, no. But he's honest, and he stays.
Yeah. This is what I don't get. He's picking up the guy's bike to help him out.
Is it the same cop?
Same cop, dude. You broke my little mirror thingy. You broke my little mirror. You broke my little mirror.
But he already knows all that stuff.
Is there a problem, officer?
So, all right.
Oh, they're in
mall,
Wisconsin.
Mall
or Minnesota. Where's the Mall America?
I don't know, dude.
Either Indiana. One of those.
Minnesota?
It's either Minnesota or Wisconsin.
I don't know.
We've narrowed it down.
All right.
Which would be like the first place someone would go for a Timberman.
The mall.
Yeah. The biggest mall in America.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be true. But I'd be lazy. It depends on how far it is, though, from the house. You know?
After seeing Chris Parnell, I'm trying to look to see if I could see people who are now something, like, notable.
Yeah. There's a couple of them.
I almost thought I saw Chris Pena, or what's his name, Michael Pena?
Oh, really?
But I don't think so.
I don't think there's, like, one Mexican person in this movie.
Oh, there's one.
Found him.
We've filled our quota for diversity in this movie. Everyone else can be white.
No, they filled it with Sinbad. They're like, we got half a black guy in this movie.
Nope, saw a black lady.
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah, we're good.
I don't understand.
Oh, there's another one right next to him, too. Cool. Good.
Good.
Look, this is how shitty Arnold Schwarzenegger is at grabbing shit.
Dude, literally.
He couldn't have grabbed one right now.
No.
None.
You'd grab, like, a couple.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
I don't understand.
Look at him go at it, dude. The fun part in this scene is watching the moms just get down. The moms are the craziest.
Moms
out of
get down.
Oh, dude. Look at it. See that? Oh.
Why would you gloat?
Tegato. See, that's one of my favorite lines in this. Put the cookie down, and he got two. Some of my favorite ones. This ball got some bounce, man.
Yeah.
Rodney King, Rodney King.
That's not in good taste.
Oh, come on. He just got trampled on by a bunch of moms.
I bet so many people were pissed at him for making a Rodney King joke.
No way.
I think so.
Not in the 90s.
In the 90s especially.
No way.
So all that shit went down. Dude, that's like a Super Bowl. Do you remember those?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That thing just keeps going. Bonk. Boom.
Listen, stupid kid in the Oshkosh bagosh. Give me the ball.
I feel like that little girl looks like how my wife looked when she was younger.
Including the bowl haircut?
Yeah, dude. Most definitely. I'm pretty sure my mother-in-law dressed up my wife like that.
The Anne Murray haircut.
Oh, that little bob cut or whatever they call it.
Yeah. Barber, hairstylist, can you give me the Carrie Strug?
Yeah. Can you make my head kind of look like the tip of a penis? Thanks.
I love mushrooms, but not to eat.
Oh,
can you fashion my hair?
This out? Some of the cinematography throughout this thing is really funny. Look, that little kid's a fucker too, by the way. Like, she... She
Most
knows.
Kids wouldn't care. They just have
First
fun
of all,
with the
is
ball.
That a she or a he?
Yeah, who knows? It's Pat. By the way, those ball pits for kids,
like the
cesspool,
worst.
Disgusting.
Yeah, the worst, right? Nope.
Ew, that's so unsanitary. Yeah, I would too.
Look, this is what these ladies have done. This kid just swallowed something, and they're hitting him because maybe he was there to save him.
Yes, because a grown man in a ball pit's there for good
just
reasons.
Just for fun. Yeah, exactly.
I think Chris Hansen would disagree with you on that.
I'm
not the pervert.
There he is.
Santa.
You want a Turbo Man for Christmas?
Good one.
To this.
Hey, that guy.
Gangster mode. How do I know this is not some kind of a scam? You couldn't tell by the Polaroid picture and him holding up the toy and the fucking newspaper?
I don't really understand why it would matter if a cop heard him make an exchange.
But still, you know, it's to the drama of the scene.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's James Belushi. That's sad.
It's not sad. It's an awesome part for that guy.
I just don't like James Belushi.
I love his ass. He, according to Jim, have you seen that?
Yeah.
It's a great show.
Unfortunately.
It's so good.
No, it's so not.
Oh, man. I loved it.
Another one where the dad is an idiot and the wife has all her shit together.
That's how it always happens.
How it always that's doesn't how mean it is that now. I have to like that, it. That is
I'm
not
married
how it
and
is
that's in, how it is for me now.
That's fair.
I can relate to that.
That's fair.
There's a lot of me's out in the world, bro. We married really smart people. I don't understand how
you
we
you have
got
the King
it.
Of Queens thing going on
yeah,
in here.
Always, dude. Always. My life would be easier if I just listened to my wife, and I'm realizing that.
Yeah.
You know? Jesus Christ. It's fucking fortress. I'm like, how much money are these guys really making? That
minimum
they have
wage.
Like a whole
they have a union.
Yeah, full on sweatshop for this shit. Oh, this is good stuff.
I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
I'm so enjoying this so much. Have you not have any fun yet?
No.
It's where's your Christmas spirit, bro?
It's watching the movie Elf.
Oh, man.
Currently. And National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Look at this guy.
That's supposed to be funny.
It's true, though. Batman does smell.
You don't know that.
Come on, he's sweating he's that suit all day.
He's rich
long.
Enough where he could probably afford a new suit every single
man.
Day.
He's rich enough to afford.
I bet,
that's fine.
I bet Batman smells
a
fantastic.
New suit, but it depends when you get him out of that thing. He'd
I bet
be sweating
Batman
it all day.
So, smells so good.
Well, I don't think so.
He's
man.
Rich.
I don't know.
You don't think he's figured that technology out?
I don't think so. He doesn't get laid very often.
I'm so confused. What is happening right now?
He's trying to buy a bootleg.
But no. What's happening in the background here?
That's my point. They're just basically making a bunch of... Were they sending these toys overseas or something?
They're
putting
understand.
Drugs in them.
I think so.
That's what's happening. They're putting drugs in them. And crackheads.
Yeah, they're totally drug mules. I don't understand this whole operation. Like, they're not making these. What are they doing? I think
they're
packing
assembling
them with drugs.
Them. Yeah,
they're assembling the drugs.
Yeah. Have
you ever heard that song? The little boy that Santa Claus forgot. I have no idea what song that is.
He's going to show
us. Is that
us.
A real song?
There it is. All these guys in this place is like, Santa forgot me. This would be you, know, if your parents didn't get you that fucking toy, bro.
Terrifying.
This would be me if my parents didn't give me an N64. I would be totally doing something like this. Be like, you guys get me. You guys understand what I didn't get, and all my friends made fun of me. And I told them that Christmas is about family, not presents. And then this is what happens. Like when they get their asses kicked, they turn into these mean ass people.
Do you think right now James Belushi thinks he's being hilarious? Because he's not being funny right now, but do you think he thought he was being funny?
I don't think so. I think he's being sincere.
You
I
think
believe,
right now he's being sincere, the
I do.
Actor.
I believe
is like,
it.
This is a sincere moment for my Santa character.
Yeah, he's okay. Like, I'm going to win an Oscar with this right now.
That makes more sense than him thinking he's funny.
I don't think he's very funny.
I think he's terrible.
But he does play a good Santa. Oh, that last hit got me. Oh, that was good.
How much?
I think he said $300 for a fucking toy.
It seems reasonable.
Yeah, it doesn't seem pretty.
Supply and demand.
No. Put it in the safe this
booster,
time,
huh?
Said.
Oh.
Well, that's the multilingual version. It's fun and educational.
Dude, who cares? It's a Turbo Man. Oh.
Yeah. Full of drugs.
I don't understand.
Oh.
What did you call us? You hit me right. Con men, thieves, degenerates, lowlifes, thugs.
Oh, sorry. I thought you called me a Carmen.
What'd you call me?
Dude, don't mess with Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's a big dude.
Yeah.
Oops. Sorry, Siri.
This is my favorite, man. He kicks the shit out of all these guys, I bet. Yep, there you go. Don't push him.
That wouldn't hurt at all, by the way. I mean, it's smart.
This is awesome, man. Because he sells mattresses for a living. He's probably like, oh, this takes me back to my college days. Because he doesn't shy away from a fucking fight, man.
You should just call this in.
But then when you get the big show, that's a big dude, man.
He's fat. He doesn't even have muscle. Look at those arms.
No, dude, he's big, though. That guy's like 7'3". Yeah.
That's the little dude from Seinfeld, right?
I think so, yeah.
He got a lot of work. I'm happy for him. I wonder who the actor is in real life.
Who?
The Santa.
It's the big show.
No way, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's Paul White. It's awesome. Is that Vern Troyer?
No, I thought it was for the longest time, but it's really not. Oh, here comes the taser. Right in the asshole.
That's the dick move right there.
Yeah.
I don't really understand. Yeah, of course, because there's drugs and shit coming.
It's the Grinch. He's like, oh, I love this line. It's the best line.
I think that's Brian Setzer Orchestra playing the song. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Brian Setzer. We'll see at the end. Remember that, though.
Yeah.
Ooh, impersonating an officer is super illegal.
Well, boom, this is the balls he has. Detective Hod Lang. Oh, I love it.
I'm going to use the bathroom real quick. I'll be back.
How dare you? You're going to miss the best part.
Is it?
No, it's okay. Not. Yeah, it's pretty good, though, but the whole movie's really good. So.
Right. The alcohol has kind of taken its toll
on you. Oh, so sad. Well, now that Noah's gone, it's just you and me, guys. I don't know what his deal is about this movie, but I think it's absolutely great. But my all-time favorite, poor Schwarzenegger at this part. Gotta push that SUV. At least it's not a small car like that. Like nowadays, that car would be like a fucking, like a little Prius or some shit. No, motherfucker's pushing a goddamn Suburban. Oh, man. That whole town's full of sluts, man. That whole little neighborhood just full of little sluts. No, you don't. See, there you go. Stepped up that game. He never used to do. I wonder what he used to be like before he fucking before he fucking ended up getting a divorce. It's probably because that dude haven't gotten any ass yet. I don't know, man. I feel like he acted a little bit better when he was Anakin Skywalker. In this movie, I don't know. I don't buy it sometimes, kid. It's like yelling into the phone. I would have strangled this kid. Tell me fucking. Yeah, dude. Shut up, kid. It's Turbo Man. Now get your mother. Oh, he broke his little son's heart. So sad. How about that, Arnold? Damn you, Howard. Bitch, it's kind of your fault. You could have gotten a toy. Could have helped your boy out. But we don't know. We don't know that. That's not true. All right, everybody be quiet. He's back.
Did I miss anything? Trick question. Well, anyway, continue.
No, he just called the house and
his wife, who's staying at home, guilts him for something that she could have done herself.
No, the son picks up the phone instead of the wife, and then his son's asking, "Are you making it to the parade?" And basically guilts him for not.
What's this rated?
I don't know. PG. Probably.
It's like syrup. Getting fucked up in a diner. Yeah.
It's syrup, though. No. But yelling at him for no good reason. That yes, it does.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yes, it does.
Pretty much. That's the definition right there. Yay, I'm in a fire hazard.
He's selling this for me, though. Like, I believe that he was there. I believe he did this right now. And in that moment, I wish Arnold Schwarzenegger was my dad. I was the hero. That's the good part about our generation, though. Like, our generation grew up with Arnold Schwarzenegger as, like, a potential father figure. Like, I knew that I always wanted him to be my dad.
Well, you are part Mexican, so you know that's likely.
Yeah, right? So maybe. Fine. Yep. There it is. Hang out in the backyard. Giant Peter. Enemy sighted. Roger there. Open fire. And then Johnny will whip out his Johnny 7 OMA one-man army gun. 7 guns in 1. Come.
Do they not get the rights to use UPS?
Probably not.
Maybe they just didn't try.
I like the way they cut this.
Oh, I'm just...
I kind of want that gun too, though, man. I love Nerf guns.
Yeah.
They got this one over at Sam's Club. It was like 20-in-1, just like this gun these guys talking about.
I had
a
Nerf bone arrow.
Dude,
that was cool as shit.
Yeah, I had it, and it was like packaged from like the hit movie Robin Hood.
Yeah.
I had that one.
That was a cool toy.
Yeah, I loved it.
That was probably better than other Nerf.
I shot my siblings a lot.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
in the face.
It doesn't really hurt. Oh. I mean, kind of smarted, but like, you could be like, Mom, I shouldn't get in trouble. It's Nerf. It's not supposed to hurt.
Come on, you're supposed to shoot each other with this stuff.
Exactly.
Oh,
oh, Sinbad, just stop saying that and read the lines.
You're such a dick, dude.
Yeah, well, I am drunk.
Yeah, well, touche.
That kind of comes out a little bit.
Well, yeah.
I had to drink too much, but that's making the movie bearable for me.
Yes.
Yes. You say you do just about anything to get your hands on one?
Yes, yes.
Well, KQRS has good news for you. If you're the first caller to correctly identify all eight of Santa's reindeer, you will be the winner of the hottest toy since Johnny Santa went mad. Just call 555-KQRS.
Dude, Sinbad's a dick. Like, he constantly really is saying, like, we're on the same team, but he is, will fuck over Arnold, no at questions asked.
Given, at any given cause. Yeah.
I would just beat the shit out of him. Be like, that's stay away, or at least there stay away from me. Yeah, stay away from me.
I like that he's still trying, you know what I mean? Like, any real average person would just be like, okay.
But that doesn't help Sinbad either. Like, I don't understand. I this doesn't help him at all.
But that's his thing, though. Like, he's like, if I can't have it, nobody will have it. And this is the closest thing to nobody he has.
Bad ex-boyfriend. If I can't have you, nobody can have you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why
I bought you presents.
That's why he's where he's at right now, though, I think. That's the tough part.
See, what the hell?
Yeah.
I would just always stay away from him. I wouldn't.
Well, he keeps finding him. He keeps finding Howard.
But I'm just saying. Wait, who's Howard?
Howard is the dad.
Arnold's name is Howard in this?
Howard.
He does not look like Howard. I don't believe this. This movie has lost so much credibility by naming him Howard.
I don't really care. I don't care about that.
That is a federal offense right there.
He doesn't care about
throwing the letters.
Point.
How does that help, though? It's not like a fucking hot air balloon where you're, like, dropping the weight to go faster.
Well,
they weigh, like, 0.1 pounds.
Yeah.
Where is he going in this? Is he going to
the radio station? No, the radio station was right around the corner. Randy Germain.
Really, the Jackson 5? I don't think kids would get that.
No.
Oh, Richard Mull. Right? I'm going to look that up. I think that's Richard Mull. I love that dude. Oh, frick. Holy shit.
He's just going
crazy.
That's
terrifying. I would just give him the doll. Is that Richard Mull? Martin Mull. That's right.
Oh.
He's in Mrs. Doubtfire, too.
Yeah, he is, huh?
Oh, dude, that kid does look like he's been in and out of jail in that, like, present picture.
I told you, Anakin looks gangster,
poor
man.
Poor dude. Why? I wonder why.
Like, if I was his friends, I'd be like, you shouldn't have a mustache, because you don't...
The last thing he was in was 2002, man. That's sad, dude. 16 years ago.
Well, good for him.
Shit. Not good for him. He's been in and out of jail.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
He just... Acting wasn't for him. Crime was.
Oh, man. Yeah, he's just laughing at Sinbad bitching, crying about this fucking... He's getting a... He gets on a rant how pissed off he gets. Oh. With all of the people that he drops mail off to. It's just so funny. I love Sinbad's character in this because every time he goes on these rants, you learn all about who this character is. And you build the intensity of his character in your own mind. That's what I love so much as an individual when you listen to that shit. It's not a bomb, guys.
He could get arrested for that. Ew,
you
ponytail.
Seem like you don't watch movies. When you watch movies like this, Noah, you do not suspend your disbelief enough.
It's just if I don't care for the movie, it's hard for me to fall into the fantasy of the world.
Oh, man. This is, you're sad. You got to get in the Christmas spirit, man.
Plus, I'm the type where if someone's just outright awful, I put myself in the position to be like, I hate that person and I wouldn't be around them. Like, if you see, what's a good example of that? If you see, like, King of Queens, the father that lives in the basement, Ben Stiller's dad, is it Jerry Stiller?
Yeah. Something like,
that. I would kick that fucker out so fast because he's terrible. And I don't.
You wouldn't do that.
I would. He's terrible. Way. He's a horrible human being, and I don't find that funny. If you're, like, unbearable, I don't find that funny. Like, I would not want to ever be around that person.
Yeah.
So for me, it's hard then to be, like, to be okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
Yeah, but you just disagree. And it was just fair.
But that's
dude,
the funny part
about
it.
He potentially had a bomb.
Here he goes again.
Dude, he would so be in jail with the FBI right now. He would get fired for one.
This man is totally insane. Thank you.
Thank you. But I like this movie because it does suspend the disbelief a little bit. Like, of course this would never happen. You know what I mean? Like, all these things, seeing that cop three times and all that type of shit throughout the movie. You know what I mean? That shit, no, it never happened. But I'm glad it kind of sits in this little world and it's fun. Because this is like one of the first superhero movies that started coming out.
What?
Yeah, dude.
That's not accurate.
This is a superhero movie.
But it's not one of the first.
This is done in what? What year?
Early 90s?
Exactly. When were the
Batman
first?
Batman was 87. Superman was before that.
But I'm talking about some of the superhero movies that, like, the ones we have now that's been going on for forever.
But that doesn't count.
It does.
This was 96.
See, there you go.
That does not prove a thing, me giving that.
I'm telling you that it's before all the 2000, like the beginning of 2000, they started off with all these like superhero movies.
Dude, that's a federal offense. You can't open up someone else's
present.
He's a
police officer that thought it was a bomb, and it actually was a bomb.
So he's wanted by the authorities.
Yeah, so sick people in this world.
Dude, he would be wanted at this point.
Very much so. But it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense what's going to happen next, guys.
Spoiler alert.
I'm just saying. Ha ha.
In broad daylight? Bullshit.
Well.
Oh, that actress. I love her. The tow truck driver. I love her. Yup. Nope.
It's a fucking toy.
Yeah. You'll forget, like, by May.
Oh, this next part is so good. Do you not find this funny at all?
Not at all.
Oh, man.
I have not even. I've smiled just now.
Guys, I think this is
going
to be our last podcast we'll ever have.
This might be our last watch-along.
Oh, man.
What do you think? I was thinking of that for the name of this. Instead of sing-along, watch-along.
Yeah, you could do that.
I like
That's
it. Watch-along number one, which will probably be the last watch-along we do.
We only have the
Unless
first
people
and
like
only
it.
Watch-along we've ever done. Oh, man, you never put the star on another man's tree. Never put a star on another man's tree.
He needs to get his ass kicked. But it's her fault, too.
It really is,
Why
man.
Is he there? It's her fault, too. I'd be pissed at her. I would be more mad at her than him.
Yeah, I guess so, man.
You know, because I've always said that, like, I'm not a jealous type. Mm-mm. Sure, I've been cheated on before, but I choose to, like, have trust be the most important thing in a relationship.
Right.
So, like, when guys, like, would flirt with girlfriends or whatever, that, who gives a shit? Guys are pieces of shit. I don't care. It's all about if you can tell the girl like really likes the flirting versus right. kind of friend zones the dude.
You can tell she likes the flirting because she lets the him in.
That's my point. So this is more on her than it is him.
I mean, she crosses a little bit of a line. 100%.
She knows because once again, guys are dumb.
Yeah.
So it's obvious he's flirting with her. She can't be like, I didn't know. Of course you.
Unless
knew.
This isn't like fairy you tale. Like the attention. Fairy tale or style. You know, suburban neighborhood. You get what I'm
this
saying?
This movie is really about, like, the worst of human nature, if you think about
especially
it.
Especially during the holiday.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Peace on earth and goodwill towards men, unless it's inconvenient for me. Yeah. Fuck that noise.
Yeah. Let's go. Carolers.
I don't like him. Or I like him. I don't like her. I blame her more than anything.
I always felt, I was like, Howard, you could have done way better, dude.
Yeah.
See, I mean, here she's obviously going to, like, say no dice to him putting her arm around her, but there's the line for her. You yeah. know what I'm saying? She doesn't want to cross that because she knows.
Well, but she's also around other people.
Yeah.
So it might be like, just don't do this when other people are around.
Yeah.
I'm not.
There's weird women that are out there like that, too. You know who you are.
You do. Shame on you, but thank you for listening to our podcast.
I don't think there's any women that listen to our podcast.
No, I know there are.
Oh, are there?
Yeah.
That's good to know.
The banana stand.
Oh, there we go. Nice. Yeah. Thank you, banana stand. Yeah. I really
and Felix.
It.
Felix listens
Dude,
to
he's
it.
He's about to get into some shit with his reindeer.
Dude, this is...
Yes, yeah. dude. This is awesome to me.
Reindeer are like docile. They're just deer.
Not this one.
This one's psychopath.
Well,
Phil Hartman probably feeds it crack cocaine. It's coked out of its mind right now.
Before he plays with the kids.
It's coked out of its mind.
Here, I got some powdered sugar for you. Oh, man.
Moral dilemma.
So it's the three wise men, right? And one of them gets his head tossed into the fire. I think he calls him, I think it's Balthazar or something. I'm always curious, like.
It's probably the myrrh, because what the shit? Why are you giving someone myrrh? What the fuck is that?
So my question is there a relevance to whatever one head's fallen into probably. The fire? And I don't know enough about the movie to know that good.
I still say it's the Mer one. Wait, I don't know which one's Balthazar. Howard?
Hi.
She has just as much to explain right now.
Yeah, that's what I would. So this would be you be flipping it. You're like, no. Don't make this about me. Don't make this about me.
Time
out. I don't give a fuck that I got this toy in my hand. What the fuck is he doing in my house? That's how that whole thing would have turned out. No, bitch. You don't get to talk right now.
What about me?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What the fuck are you doing? No. You're like, well, I haven't heard that before.
He has no one to judge right now.
He's probably telling him something in his head. He's just like, oh, God, look at this cock blocker.
No, if anything, Fartman's like, wow, making my job of getting you through life a lot easier.
Yeah, exactly. Ted, would you drive us? Boom.
Fuck
there
that
it is. She knows
bitch.
Exactly what she's doing.
She knows
man.
Exactly. I don't like her. Which is weird because they've never established that he works out until this very point.
Well,
that was more of an Arnold comment than it was a Howard comment.
That's true, but last straw, motherfuckers. I think this is the reason why I fell in love with this movie.
Because he hits an animal?
He knocks it out.
He punches an animal?
He knocks it out.
Which, by the way, do you remember
out.
The Conan movies? He, like, punches a horse.
Yeah. Dude.
And he's the good guy in it.
But that's the best part about this, though.
I like how you had to hit me when you were saying
yeah,
that. Because
I was trying
so,
to
like,
knock you out.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, that right
Phil
there,
Hartman
I think,
is...
was the sell for me. Because I was like, did he just fucking knock out a reindeer?
It's not
yeah,
cool, man.
Yeah, he did. He
Humane
did
Society
just knock
has
out...
a thing or two to say about that.
Oh, man. They're friends now, though.
So he's feeding it alcohol?
Yeah, you know.
He is not a good person either.
Oh, man. That's what I would have done. There's I would have been not a likable person in this movie for me.
Who's likable in this to you?
Well, there's a lot of people.
Who?
I love Sinbad.
Ugh.
I love
the one that's screaming over Arnold's
movie. Yeah.
Howard, who just punched out a reindeer and then fed it alcohol.
Yeah.
There's not a likable person in this movie, man. I'm sorry.
Howard's a very likable person. He is not likable at all.
Absentee father. And then he really tries, but it's not his fault because the wife should have picked it up in the first place.
Though, he's like, he just had his come into heaven moment. He's going to start keeping his promises.
Why are they wearing pleather?
It's a parade, Noah.
Yes, it's true. It's not
Jesus Christ. Your parents didn't make you happy that much when you were growing up, did they?
My parents are wonderful. This movie is not.
Doesn't mean that they made you happy just because they were wonderful. But you had such a hard time.
You
like,
have
Noah,
to find happiness
like
within yourself. But that said, no, I've never been happy.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I am watching this because I love you. I hope you realize that, Jonesy. Like,
you know, that's
I love you
me.
So very much.
It's sad to me that you're
I'm
so
sitting
disconnected
through this movie.
To the
I don't care for. Ooh, she's from Caroline in the City. That's great. The parade announcer
those
is from Caroline in the City.
Eyebrows.
I love her. She is hot, dude. If you ever saw us Caroline in the City, she is hot. And that's the dude from Seinfeld.
Uh huh.
Another Seinfeld person in this movie. Now we have two.
Yeah. I mean, they're all over the place.
Because he was the, like, Johnny Cochran, the lawyer character.
Mm-hmm.
That represented Kramer with, like, the cigarette stuff and everything.
I don't remember that episode.
He's been multiple. I think he was in the final, the horrible season series finale.
Look at the dad caravan. My parents used to... I traveled that same van he's driving. I traveled in.
Can we just also... I forgot to mention this. Phil Hartman was not at all upset about how fucked up his house was. He just walked out, and it's
would
like...
Would you, though, if you were
I
trying to get...
I would be pissed. His whole house is
honesty,
messed up.
In honesty, though, would you really be that pissed off if you knew that that guy just fucked up so bad with his wife, and I'm the one that's going to take her now?
I guess.
You
if
what
I
I'm
had
saying?
Enough
I'd
money...
Be like, thanks,
if
buddy.
I had enough money to care about that.
Thank you. I wouldn't be that pissed off. I'd be like, thank you, bro. I've been trying to get at this all day. You just made my job
oh,
much
shit,
easier.
The Tick is in this? I love The Tick.
You're like, that's what made this movie for me.
I'm okay with this part right here because there's the Tick. That one
rock
small part.
Robots.
I really hope Amazon,
Madeline,
by the way, that,
fuck you, Madeline.
That Tick pilot, I really hope it becomes a series because that Tick pilot was fantastic.
Yeah.
You watched
really
it, too.
Good,
it was
yeah.
so good.
Yeah, the Netflix.
Yeah,
no,
Amazon.
No, Amazon. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So good.
I wonder how much money he spent for the fucking.
Dude, he spent so much.
Yeah, he spent what, like.
I wish we would have kept
the
track.
Cost.
Yeah.
So let's see.
Because he paid $300.
$300 for the toy.
But what did he pay the lady when he thought that it was a toy? A lot.
So he said
he paid
triple,
three times as much.
Three times. So let's just assume that was 20,
$20.
Bucks.
Yeah, so
$60.
Yeah. So I'd say he probably spent like a 500? Grand
yeah.
trying to find this
today,
fucking
I
little
totally.
Cheap toy made in China.
Uh-huh. And his car got all fucking impounded.
Yeah, like the wheels taken, uh-huh. the doors taken for some strange reason.
And towed all the way back. Yeah, this whole day is not cheap. Good thing he sold.
Dude.
He needed to stay late for work the beginning of the movie to pay for this fucking day. Ridiculously expensive. Yeah.
And selling mattresses is hard. You don't buy a mattress that often, so it's not like you have repeat customers that much.
He's selling to them to distributors, so doing like 500 units, 400 units,
that
all
makes
that
sense.
Type of shit on the computer. But I'm choosing you. Creepy.
Gross. Weirdest line. When Bill Hartman read it, he's like,
break that
all right.
Down. How do you marinate ahi tuna?
Italian salad dressing.
Salad dressing. He's Italian.
Is
tuna?
He?
I think so. Hmm. Tuna. That's very sexual, man. Boom. Gotcha, bitch.
But really, what was she expecting?
Well, that didn't exactly go as well as I'd hoped.
That cop again. I mean, take a day, bro.
Yeah, seriously. You're injured on the job. You can take, like, the rest of the holiday off.
Seriously.
Your hands are burned. What's he going to do? Like, what if that cop would suck at his job with his hands in bandages like that?
That's
true. Let's be honest. He is in no shape to be a part of the force.
Right now, anyway.
Mm-mm. I like the actor, though. I feel like I've seen him in a bunch of stuff. I like him.
I don't feel like I've seen him in anything other than this.
Really?
Yeah.
Since when is so good. Huh, a confirmation?
Let me just go over a couple of the changes. There are three cutoff valves to the nitro fuel. The normal reading on the pressure gauge should be anywhere below.
I like the way they cut this whole section.
Where it's almost like NASCAR, the mechanics.
The pacing is so well done. I mean, it looks like it hurts, though.
Yeah. Oh, Booger.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Booger.
There it is.
His hunchback character.
I like how this camera pushes to his point of view.
Yeah. As if it's like, I wonder who he could be.
I know. Yeah, that whole segment to me, that whole sequence is just is wonderful.
I have such a crush on her.
Why did they put Booster in like a puppy thong?
Why wouldn't he? He's all free.
I guess, but why a thong?
He doesn't really need to show it. There's something about animals, like if you show them naked, it's fine. But if you show them wearing one piece of clothing, you're like, where's the rest? It like, you know what I mean? It calls attention to the fact it's like, oh. Yeah.
Like, why so, like, if he wouldn't have the thong, bottoms?
He wouldn't have the Speedos on, he'd be like, all right.
Yeah,
but the fact that you're wearing, like, what is going on?
Like, what's below there that we don't you don't want us to see? It's a pretty cool outfit, though. Like, if I was Arnold, I'd be like, I get to keep the suit, right?
If I was Arnold, if I was Howard, I would be like, hey, son, I know you want this toy, but isn't it cool that I am your father in this outfit?
Yeah, pretty much. No shit, you're a mattress salesman. It's like the most excitement you've been in all day. Your whole year, dude. This is the most exciting day of your entire year. I mean, that's a pretty cool moment.
That is a good moment.
You know what I'm saying? The whole buildup. That all this guy wanted to have was his toy for his fucking kid, and now he's dressed as his son's favorite fucking superhero. In his mind right now, and that's all a dad wants.
He's his son's hero.
That's all that a dad fucking wants, man.
Dude, that is a uncomfortable crotch shot for the booster.
For the booster, right? That's what I'm saying the whole time.
I was not comfortable with that. Yeah, that was a big dick pic right there. That was just a crotch shot.
Yeah, it was all camel toe for me.
The director, can I get a close-up on the dick?
Yeah, right? Look at that. And he gets the toy. Like, this excitement that he has right now is absolutely ecstatic.
Oh, Erykah Badu.
You know what I like about this fucking cop is his resolve. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't get his bad guy, and he's already up there, you know.
He's like, oh, wow.
You know, he's like, you know what? Next time. I'll get him next time.
You know what? It's Christmas.
Yeah, it's all right. We'll get him next time. I mean, no offense, but Booster does seem like an asshole. Yeah. Even the guy inside the Booster suit. So nobody likes Booster. He knows my name.
Move over, Santa. Yeah, hurry up, Anakin. God, he's so slow. In his Harry Potter jacket.
Yeah. I'm like, Gryffindor?
Dude, even Turbo Man's the little Gryffindor there. He's red and gold.
Maybe this is J.K. Rowling's favorite Christmas movie with me only.
Because I'm your dad, dumbass. Just take the fucking toy.
Dementor. See, she even got that name from it.
So wait, okay. So Sinbad has blown up a policeman.
Uh-huh.
Now he has assaulted a civilian.
Yep.
He has thrown letters like nothing, which is a federal offense.
Yeah.
How is this guy not in like maximum security prison?
He will be.
By the end of the movie.
Well, not yet because Turbo Man hasn't beat his ass yet. Turbo Man.
And he's just now stealing a toy from a child. Why do you like Sinbad?
Well, I love
Sinbad.
Everything
them all. In this movie
I love them
tells
all.
You not to like Sinbad.
But that's the point. He is the main antagonist.
Thought you said Phil Hartman was the main antagonist.
Those, both of them are the main antagonists, in my opinion.
He just different assaulted sides. Another person in a thong.
But here's
why are kids beating up? Crime. I thought Booster was. I thought kids liked Booster. He was a good guy.
Nobody likes Booster, dude. I'm like that kid, though. He got some fight in him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, stranger danger.
I have such a huge crush on her, man. Still do after Caroline in the City in the 90s.
Bro,
I love her.
Her eyebrows are like in perpetual excite mode.
Dude, I would keep those eyebrows excited if I was with her.
Oh,
ayo.
No, ayo.
I like how the costumes have the same powers that the character does.
That's what I love, too.
No, so I'm being fun. Sarcastic.
No, like, dude, I am not.
That's so unrealistic.
I think it's awesome. In some crazy way, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, does he actually get to be fucking Turbo Man in real life? That's awesome. Let's go.
Oh, my
Demon
God. Power
team.
Rangers. Run.
Yeah, dude.
They look like Power Rangers. Dude, he is not a good person. Yeah, there we go. Get that purple belt. Do they teach you ball kicking in purple belt? I don't know much about martial arts.
That's rule number one, dude.
That's how you get your first belt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like
crotch kick.
And the mom does nothing like usual.
Dude, seriously.
She is worthless in this movie.
She's like, I can't pass this line. The cops will get me, but you can go.
I literally cannot move.
Jesus. If that was my mom, like, oh my God. This shit would go down. My mom would not just sit there. She's like, oh, hell no, honey. She'd be beating somebody's ass.
The mom is not a good person in this movie.
No, dude.
She's the type to like not do anything but complain when the dad doesn't do anything.
Right? Well, that's the thing.
Like, Sinbad is a straight up bad guy right now. Like,
oh, yeah.
He is putting a child's life in danger. Now she runs when he's like
look
way out
guy.
Of reach. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Super small part.
Oh, I love that guy.
So Arnold Schwarzenegger in this movie manages to knock out a reindeer and
little people
and toss a midget
in Power Ranger outfits. Dude, Sinbad.
I just don't know. Why is this kid just, he just keeps climbing. Where are you going?
Yeah. What's the end game, what son? Is the,
yeah, where are you going?
Dude, what?
No.
Uh-huh.
He's not a rocketeer.
Boom.
And this is how he winds up dead.
This would scare the crap out of me.
This is not safe.
But this is why I'm like, he could totally be Turbo, like the real Turbo Man. I'm kind of curious how much money this parade has, fucking Turbo Man.
Seriously. How much rocket fuel you got, bro? Dude, this is not safe to grab your child when you don't even know how to, like, fly this thing.
Yeah. Bad parenting.
It really is. This movie really, though, is an example of good parenting, though. So to be fair to Howard.
Yeah.
You never said he was a great parent.
Yeah, you're keeping to the themes here.
This movie, the moral is A for effort, basically. Yeah,
pretty much. This whole family to me just makes me laugh every time I watch them because it's just like, there's a parade going on outside. You are like, you can watch it, and you guys chose to just do dinner right now.
Wait, what's hitting? That would have just broken his spine.
No, not Arnold Schwarzenegger. Look how strong he is. See, he just keeps climbing up.
This is awful. I know it's a kid's movie. I really hope Sinbad's character gets murdered. I hope he dies. Like, this is awful. This is a nightmare. Sinbad's character is psychopath. It's a boomerang, dumbass. Wow, that's actually a really quality boomerang, too.
I know.
I have a boomerang. It does not go that far.
Or come back to you.
Or come back to me.
Gotcha, bitch. Nice.
There's no way it would come right back to him.
Suspended disbelief, Noah.
I can't do it. This movie is terrible.
How dare you? Jamie,
I thought it was supposed to change his voice to sound like Turbo Man, but it has not at any point.
I don't know. It feels like it has like a subtle,
it's an echo,
treble deepening or whatever. Yeah, it has like an echoey thing.
But it still sounds like him.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to get through that. Like, if I was that kid, I'd be like, Dad?
This sounds like a bunch of my dads at once. It's very echoey. Dude, if I was in the military, I would talk to the special effects team and be like, where are you getting this rocket pack?
How did this work?
Because we do not have this technology yet. Dude, if I was Howard for my for Christmas, I would give my wife a divorce.
This is the awesome part, by the way. This is the what brings it all together, man. Oh. Your dad is not mad at you. He loves you more than anything in the
whole wide world. You're his all time favorite person. She just now realizes that.
Yeah, just now.
What a bad mom. What a bad wife.
Yeah.
No shit, lady. couldn't tell by his jawbone how long he's been married.
I know.
You're fired.
Like the buffest person in Minnesota right now.
He has the widest jawline, and she's like, oh shit, it's Howard.
Yeah, right.
Let me give it to you in my super painful hands. You could use a man like you on the force. Thanks. I'll keep that in mind.
Bomb.
Have fun in Guantanamo, Sinbad.
Yeah, dude, after all that shit, never gonna see your kid again.
No.
But at least his son's gonna have the toy he wanted for the year.
They're probably gonna take that for evidence. When you tried to murder me for a toy?
Hey, it's cool, man. That's how they teach kids to squash beef, man.
Hey, man, we don't got to put this on wax. We're cool.
Yeah, we're good.
We cool.
It's all cool. Yeah, that part where he's just like, that was the thing you wanted more than anything. He's like, why do I need the doll when I can have the real thing right here? Yeah. Like
And then he goes home and is like, where's the Turbo Man costume? I had to give it back. Oh, shit. I should have kept the toy.
Yeah. It's like, oh, why are you so sad?
Wish I was playing with my Turbo Man doll, man.
I didn't know you weren't going to keep the costume.
Fuck.
Wish I would have thought this through.
This fucking bitch right here.
Seriously. That you're horrible?
Nothing.
Oh my gosh. Fuck her. Are you kidding me? Know, buy yourself something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I agree with what you. After I watched this fucking movie again with you today.
Wow.
Fuck that lady. Divorce that lady, man. Get rid of her. She didn't do shit.
She didn't do anything.
She didn't do shit.
You know what she didn't get him for Christmas? Faithfulness.
That's true. Oh, wow. Man. So, all right. For me, again, maybe it's just, maybe you know how there's some movies that are out there that nobody really likes, but everybody loves at the same time.
Just it has because a special place in your heart because it of really nostalgia. Does. But I'm here to tell you, it is not a good movie.
Well,
outside of the nostalgia factor, it is a terrible movie.
I'm just going to let you know. I have some
of
those.
Let's be honest. Like, I have some.
Yeah.
I can't think of any right now, but I am for sure. I have some that have a special place in my heart that are probably outside of the nostalgia factor garbage. But I love them because of that. And I'm telling you, this movie is not great.
Like, but it does have good.
I'm waiting for the answer. What are you going to say if you're good?
Cinematography.
It has good production value.
I really enjoy.
It has good costume design, minus good, Booster.
I love the story of this movie. I really, really do. I think it's fun. I enjoy. You know, I enjoy the structure. The characters are fucking hilarious throughout the whole entire thing. I don't know, man. For me, is it the greatest movie? Will it ever win an Oscar or anything like that? No, but it should have.
For what?
For best
costume design?
For best Christmas movie. They need to have a section in the Oscars.
That wouldn't even be in the top 10, bro.
Oh, come on. I disagree with you. I disagree with you. What is it about it that you hate so much?
Everything. I thought there was no likable character in it. I thought it was just commercialism down your throat. Has nothing to do with the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, I could see it has stuff to do with kind
of. There's no Christmas spirit. It's all commercialism. It's commercialism over the Christmas spirit. Because if you think about it, the whole point is at the start, this premise mm-hmm. is that he's so busy with work, he's missing out on like important stuff with his family. So what does he do through the whole movie? He misses out on stuff with his family to get this stupid toy that by the end
is going to fix it all.
Which he thinks is going to fix it all because his kid's just like, I want Turbo Man. I want Turbo Man. But by the end of the movie, the little piece of shit just gives it away to someone who like 5 minutes ago was trying to murder him on top of a building for a toy.
Uh-huh.
It just drops the whole concept, the whole premise of the movie.
Because at the very end of the movie, it's not about the toy. It's that the kid wanted his dad to just show up.
That's not what the kid said, like, through Act 2.
No, he did. He just
that was Act 1 and Act 3, but Act 2 is not about it whatsoever.
Well, Act 2, he was trying to get the fucking toy, because this is the thing that I like about his character in this movie, is that the dad's character thinks that buying his son things is going to make him loved, you know, by his son.
Okay, so I think we can find a middle ground here, because I think what we can both agree upon, that the dad thinks this and the son really wants quality time with his dad. That's the moral of the story. Uh-huh. So whose fault is all of this? The wife, who keep pushing him to get that toy. Meanwhile, she's spending alone time with Phil Hartman's character.
She knew damn what she was doing. She
knew exactly. She could have gotten the Turbo Man. She has plenty of time to do that. But instead, she has him go on this wild goose chase when the kid didn't even care at the end.
Yeah.
So if anything, the reason why the movie has awful stuff in it, the wife.
So the reason why the movie exists is because of the wife. Because
of the wife.
Well,
terrible, because she was guilting her husband.
I see it. I see it for sure. I see it.
Ugh.
So, no
damn
for you
Rita
still.
Wilson. Still not for me.
Well, that's sad. What movie would you recommend? What is your Christmas Elf. Movie? See, I don't even fucking like Elf that much.
I love Elf. Or Christmas Vacation's also up there.
Christmas Vacation is probably, that'll maybe be the one that we both agree on. I just got done watching that already. It's so good. It's just
shaders full.
Hallelujah. Where's the Tylenol? Fix the new post. Yeah, that's super quotable.
Is a house on fire?
The blessing.
So great.
Yeah. So we'll
I think
agree
we
with
would
you
we
that
would
one.
Merge well, on that one.
Well, thank you for enjoying my favorite of all time Christmas movie.
Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
And if you like these watch alongs.
Yeah, let us know.
Because I could see us potentially doing
more of
them.
These are kind of silly.
Yeah.
So if you guys like them, hopefully you guys enjoyed the podcast. If you guys didn't, it's Noah's fault. He really wanted to do this. I said, fine, if we're going to do this, I picked the movie. So if you guys thank Noah.
And I'd like to thank Sky Vodka for getting me through this.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could have sat through that without
it
being intoxicated.
Oh, you went through that thing though, man.
I dented that thing for sure.
Yeah. In one night.
Yeah.
He got from the tip to almost the SK line.
I know.
Throwing it down.
Delicious.
Getting dirty.
Delicious.
Well, everybody,
thank you so much.
Wish you guys a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And don't forget to get weird.
For sure.
We out.